Chapter 7. Holistic Health and Fitness Facilities and Equipment. Lessons Learned. Facilities can enhance holistic health and fitness, H2F operations, but the H2F system is much more than a facility. H2F performance teams, HPTs, should be creative about acquiring and using existing spaces. Early coordination with Directorate of Public Works, DPW, is crucial for any necessary facility modifications. Coordinate with Network Enterprise Center, NEC, for network accessibility. Facilities and equipment are essential parts of the H2F system. As such, the Army plans to construct new or convert existing facilities into Soldier Performance Readiness Centers, SPRCs. In the interim, many companies across the formation received Gym-in-a-Box, GIB, and other equipment solutions to accomplish H2F objectives. Upon completion, the SPRC will function as a brigade, BDE-owned asset, enabling the HPT to deliver a comprehensive training experience for soldiers. The SPRC is designed to house the HPT offices, classrooms for education, a rehabilitation area, and physical training equipment for physical readiness training, PRT. Because construction of the SPRC takes time, HPTs must use creativity to secure facilities and obtain equipment to build their H2F programs. Each H2F program reflects the command emphasis, intent, and organizational culture. Facilities and equipment are not currently equitable across the Army. This challenge forces HPTs to innovate, adapt, and overcome while developing their plans to provide holistic care to their formations. Although the SPRC is not designed to include a dedicated Category 5XXX clinical space on site, Military Treatment Facility, MTF, with capabilities such as electrical systems, equipment, a treatment area, safety stations, etc., many of the clinical tools used by H2F providers are found in the physical training domain. They do not require a specified clinical workspace typical to MTF-style clinical operations. Facilities where Category 5XXX standards are not met, but healthcare is delivered in some form, are required to meet life/safety, LS, and environment of care, EC, standards. LS and EC standards particularly relate to facility cleaning, security, fire alarms, and handwashing facilities. The SPRC design is LS and EC compliant. H2F Facilities Conversion. The 17th Field Artillery Brigade, FAB, at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, JBLM, converted a company operating facility, COF, to use as their H2F facility. The BDE transformed the main floor of a readiness bay, RB, into an area with training equipment, field turf, a rehabilitation and reconditioning area, an athletic training room, and a pseudo-fueling station. The mezzanine area also contains cardio equipment, a pregnancy and postpartum training, P3T, area, and classroom space. They did this by capitalizing on current policies, allowing them to meet their commander's intent. A Soldier Center Medical Home, SCMH, is in an adjacent RB. The SCMH also has space for Embedded Behavioral Health, EBH, and a chiropractor. H2F staff use offices throughout the interior of the COF for sick call, office space, and a counseling area for the unit ministry teams, UMTs. 16th Combat Aviation Brigade, CAB, at JBLM, obtained and outfitted an empty hangar, placing floor covering over the concrete. In another hangar area, the HPT developed dedicated spaces for musculoskeletal injury, MSKI, sick call and rehabilitation, office space, and conference rooms. Installation Management Command, MCOM, requires H2F-fielded BDEs to consider facility conversions before looking to new construction. The Garrison and DPW owns the space and must approve any acquisitions and conversions when looking to convert space permanently. In many cases, DPW is unwilling to allow permanent conversions of COFs as there is a large deficit of COF space across the Army. However, interim diversions of space are acceptable. Many DPWs have a master planner dedicated to H2F planning. Staff should work with this planner based on the needs of the team and unit. SPRC facility projects must be submitted on the Facility Investment Plan, FIP. The FIP is used to prioritize and centrally fund construction projects of all magnitudes. While SPRCs do not compete well with barracks and dining facilities, being on the FIP allows MCOM and higher headquarters, HQs, to see and plan for each SPRC project, whether as a separate priority or set aside funding. SPRC projects may also be submitted as unfunded requests, UFRs, to BDEs, divisions, and higher echelons. Ensure the H2F engineer validates the project before UFR submission to expedite the process. Although facilities are not currently uniform across the Army, much of the equipment is. Garrison equipment sets are issued centrally from the Center for Initial Military Training, CIMT. SPRC equipment sets are standardized with the facilities. Equipment standardization assists with sustainment, which is currently being reviewed and programmed into future HQ's budgets. HPTs must use everything at their disposal to construct and execute programs that challenge and strengthen their soldiers across all domains. Because soldiers often find themselves in environments where a clean, fully functioning facility is not available, HPTs must remember that facilities do not make the H2F program. Creativity and innovation are the keys to training soldiers and maximizing the effectiveness of the HPT. H2F Equipment Solutions. H2F equipment is more standardized than the current facilities. Many units received GIBs when the Army began transitioning to the Army Combat Fitness Test, ACFT. HPTs will also receive an H2F Integration Team, HIT, Garrison, and deployable equipment set to train and treat soldiers fully. The following are facility recommendations. Have BDE leadership and H2F HPT perform a facility and equipment needs analysis. Evaluate improvement needs for current facilities and equipment, renovations, new or more equipment, etc. Meet with Installation Assets, DPW, to identify possible facilities. GIB equipment mirrors the equipment a unit needs to conduct the ACFT, while offering multiple weights and sizes of equipment for progressive training. GIBs are also mobile and can be moved around a BDE footprint, including indoors, to enable leaders to find the best locations for soldiers to train. Equipment sets. CIMT has provided initial equipment fielding, including information technology, IT equipment, garrison equipment, and deployable medical equipment sets. Following the fielding schedule for establishing HPTs, the HIT will establish communication with BDE representatives to set expectations for equipment fielding. BDEs must establish a plan for how it will be used or stored. Equipment supply. Acquisition of H2F equipment and supplies requires close coordination with BDE staff, S4, supply, S8, financial management, and their higher echelon counterparts. Budgeting and purchasing processes can vary between organizations, and program directors, PDs, should familiarize themselves with local policies as thoroughly as possible.